I was about to tell you about the deal done between the EU and the United Kingdom yesterday. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is expected to travel to Northern Ireland today after securing the deal with the EU that he promised would be a turning point after years of post-Brexit tension. So is this the deal that is going to work? It's called the Windsor Framework. It removes barriers on trade across the Irish Sea and hands a veto to politicians in Stormont on EU law, a set of concessions from Brussels that went further than some expected. But it still includes a role for the European Court of Justice, with the Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP, and Tory backbenchers now set to study closely the details of the complex set of arrangements in the coming days. And that's the crucial one, as to whether they will accept it or not, whether this is finally the deal after all these years that will get Stormont back up and running again. With me on the line to talk about this is Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South, Sean Kelly. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Are you optimistic that this deal between the EU and the UK has I suppose, life in it, that it will eventually get over the line, the crucial question being, will the DUP accept it?
Yes, I think it's the real last chance to get this resolved. And in fairness, the European Union has bent over backwards, and particularly Commissioner Sefcovic has been extremely patient with four or five different prime ministers in the United Kingdom. And now at last we have a deal which meets, I think, all the objections which we've heard from Northern Ireland, particularly from the unionist community. And I think if they have any sense at all, they will accept it, because a better deal is not possible. The EU has conceded quite a lot in terms of oversight, etc., but at the same time it can all work to the benefit of the Northern Ireland economy, and indeed the Irish economy as well, because some of the provisions will help us, particularly in relation to things like having no checks on trees and seeds in garden centres. I know that's a difficulty for many garden centres in Ireland. So if the unionist community agree with it, then I think there'll be no difficulty to get into operation pretty quickly, and hopefully we'll be able to sign off on Brexit. So Brexit is done finally, and we can get on with our lives.
Yeah, but the problem is, though, I know you're talking about the practicalities there of the right type of sausages on the shelves in Northern Ireland and all those issues about pets and travel and state aid, the problems on a practical sense were there. But doesn't this boil down, especially when it comes to the UP, along ideological lines? Are they different in any way from the United Kingdom? If they are, they have a problem. Isn't that where the whole problem has come from?
That is true, and they felt that was undermining the link with the United Kingdom. But now that you have agreed on green lanes and red lanes, the need for checks are absolutely minimal. I think Rishi Sunak is correct when he says we have removed any sense of a border in the RSC. The only checks you will have now are checks where there might be any sign of maybe smuggling or illegal activity. And you will have those checks on any airport or any port across the world. So the idea that you might have some checks on some goods that you might be suspicious about, and that would be done at the request of the European Union, but by the British authorities, to say that that was undermining the Union, I think would stretch it hugely. And also, of course, we have known all along, number one, that the majority of people in Northern Ireland voted to stay in the European Union, and the majority of the people in Northern Ireland, plus the majority of those elected to the Assembly, were in favour of the protocol. And the protocol is working for business, and now it will work better for them. So to reject it at this stage, I think, would be foolhardy, and it would be a terrible blow to Rishi Sunak, who has shown tremendous courage, really, and practicality since he took over as Prime Minister, because basically he's unravelling all the gobbledygook and the nonsense and the contradictions that Boris Johnson has introduced to the whole process.
Well, we have to wait to hear from him and the ERG backbenchers and the Tory party as well. They said they're also considering it. Maybe they'll take their lead from the DUP or not. There's a suspicion out there, and call it cynical, call it, you know, political wranglings, that the DUP will find some way to say no to this deal, because they just cannot live with the prospect of being back in Stormont without being in the First Minister position. Do you buy into that?
But we'll see. Hopefully not. I would hope that there'd be enough pressure on them from the United Kingdom government to say, listen, be sensible, be practical about this. This is for the benefit of your businesses and your communities as well as anyone else. And also, I think both the EU and the UK were sensible in the naming of the agreement. They called it the Windsor Framework, not the EU framework, and they called it the Storm and Break, which means that they have a say over any new rules introduced by the European Union. It will have to be done at Stormont level, and for that to be done, the Assembly has to be up and running. So I think all those are very clever moves by both the EU and particularly by the UK and Rishi Sunak, and it will make more difficult for the DUP in particular to reject the whole thing, because to reject the whole thing essentially would mean you would have a trade war with the European Union and that they would be pulled out of the single market, because we are not going to agree to a hard border on the island of Ireland.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. The shooting of PSNI Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell, which the new IRA is claiming responsibility for, has that raised tensions? And has that focused the minds to make sure this agreement perhaps maybe will ease concerns about renewed violence?
Yes, I hope that would be the case, because there are always those in the background who will exploit any situation for their own purposes, and the shooting of the PSNI officer was absolutely diabolical. We had one or two in the last number of years, but hopefully they're isolated, they won't happen again. But definitely the more stability you have in relation to the political scenario, the less likelihood you have of the room for paramilitaries to operate. And definitely, if we got this deal over the line, things would settle down, all communities would work together in the spirit of the Good Friday Agreement, and hopefully we wouldn't have any more isolated shootings of that nature happening again.
That is the situation and the hope. Look, on a separate issue, Sean, news reporting today, and we've seen an increase in concern about Russian camera or Chinese cameras around Leinster House. We now have the story of an Irish-Russian woman who's been identified as a potential security risk in Australia, previously held a position in Cork to give her unique access to details of this country's energy infrastructure. Mariana Soglob, whose Australian visa has been cancelled on foot of security concerns, worked in a procurement team in the parent company for Irish Water and Bord Gáis for over 3 years up until 2020. We also have reports that someone in Leinster House who was working at that level also would have concerns from that point of view. How closely do we need to pay attention to this? Do our politicians need to pay attention to the threat of espionage in this day and age?
Absolutely. What happened in the recent past was that Western countries, and particularly the EU, did deals out of the goodness of their heart with countries like Russia and China. But while they were doing those, China and Russia were engaging in infiltrating companies, etc. It's only after COVID, really, that this has become an issue in the European Union. There's more and more issues coming forward, and definitely politicians will have to be far more careful and governments far more careful in relation to their critical infrastructure, who owns it, who's operating it, who has shares in it, etc. Because it's quite clear that Russia has been interfering in elections all over the world for a long time, and we saw that in the terms of doing by the way, military exercises off our coast last year. So we are not immune from it, and we have to be vigilant, and there has to be far more cooperation by Western countries who believe in democracy in relation to these issues. And I'll just give you one example. I was in Lisbon on an industry and energy mission about a year ago, and the minister there brought us outside the door, and he said, that's there where the Chinese embassy is. And he said, when they came here, they had only one question. They said, where is the Amazon and Google headquarters? So that'll tell you the thinking that they have had for some time. So we really have to wake up. We have to protect our interests, and definitely we have been blindsided for some time.
Okay. All right, Sean, we'll leave it there. But thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Ireland MEP for Ireland South, Sean Kelly, Fine Gael Party. If you have a view on what he had to say on those issues, get in touch with us in the programme. Would you finally hope that finally sense will prevail and Stormont will get back up and running and the economy and everything else will be to benefit in Northern Ireland, both here and in Northern Ireland, as a result of that?